This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 485 for Tuesday, July 21st. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are slightly lower on Tuesday morning, recovering from larger declines earlier in the session. The November canola contract is down 40 cents at $484.90 per ton. The January contract is down 50 cents at $491.80 per ton. The loonie is at 74.34 U.S. cents this morning, gaining about a half cent. Crude oil prices are higher, and there is strong economic data from Stats Canada today. Also, the greenback is down a little in the U.S. dollar index. Chicago soy oil is recovering from earlier declines and providing support for canola, along with Malaysian palm oil. European rapeseed is lower today and weighing on values. Rain is forecast for northern Alberta for the next few days. The precipitation will add to already wet conditions that are creating low crop ratings. The United States Department of Agriculture says there are two private sales of soybeans and one of corn this morning. This includes a sale of 126,000 tons of soybeans to China and 180,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Delivery for both is in the 2020-21 marketing year. The USDA says the third sale is for almost 208,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations. Just over 10% of it will be delivered prior to September 1st and the remainder in the next marketing year. In the weekly crop progress report from the USDA, corn remains at 69% good to excellent condition as of July 19th. Soybeans are up 1 point to 69% as well. Spring wheat is holding steady at 68% good to excellent. The winter wheat harvest is at 74% complete and virtually on par with the 5-year average. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday morning. The August soybean contract is down 7.5 cents at $8.95.5 per bushel. August soy oil is up almost 0.2 cents at 30.10 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is down $3.50 at $2.85.10 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower Tuesday morning, with the September contract down 4 cents at $3.24 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady to higher, with the September contract up a half cent at $2.79 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher Tuesday morning. Chicago September is up 5.5 at $5.27.5. Kansas City September is up 4 at $4.39. And Minneapolis September is also up 4 at $5.11. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, July 21st. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.